Welcome back, everyone, to season 5 of The Swamp, which is incredible to say. This is Max Nethercott back again for his 5th season in a row. Big off-season. There was obviously a big change with the big cat Joel Menzies moving up to Sydney. Very sad to see, club legend, I reckon I could say. So there was obviously some changes that needed to be made to the pod. So I'd like to first off to welcome one of the new hosts. We'll start with Cooper Davies. Welcome, mate.
Thank you, Max. Pleasure to be here.
How does it feel to finally get the second call up, I suppose?
Finally. I think I was wanted, so I'm not too bothered about how long it's lasted. I was always the next cab off the rank.
To be fair, you didn't register an interest. You just kind of got told. So
yeah.
Take it as a compliment, I reckon.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. Second host this season, Mickey Edwards. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, Maxie.
You've hosted before, haven't you?
Yeah, hosted and been a guest, so I've put in an audition and glad to get the call up.
Yeah, you're very keen over the off season, mate, to get the call up. What does it feel like?
Yeah, good. I was hoping that I was going to get the call, and to get it in pre-season, it's what we're after. So good start.
Yeah, love it, mate. And the third host this season, I think everyone could guess this guy was going to get a go eventually. It's Big Mick Wood, mate. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Maxi. Pleasure. An absolute pleasure.
A bit of experience in the podcasting game?
A little bit, mate. I was worried that I'd hung up my microphone with the end of the Harlequins podcast, but we're back at it and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, great. So that one stopped, has it?
Yeah, time zones were getting a little bit too difficult. We missed our time slot. We were leaving it 2 weeks and then missing out. So that's done, but we're on to bigger and better things with the Eels in the Swamp. So
that's it, mate. Tuesday, 7 p.m. is your new time.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Well, obviously, 3 different hosts. We're just going to do a bit of a roaming sort of setup this year. So I suppose whoever's available, whoever performs the best, is going to be with me every week, and we'll get a big range of guests on. Cooper, do you want to tell us about the last game of the season last year?
You sure you don't want to do
no,
it?
No, you go.
Oh, okay.
You act as the guest tonight.
Does it start the night before? Or
yeah, actually, can you do that? can you
give us how much of the story am I allowed to tell?
Yeah, all of it. Go on.
Well, it was Tom Collins and I, head coach.
Yeah.
Leadership, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Thought it would be great preparation to take me out the night before a grand final. I think it ended up being a couple of Jager bombs, 2 hours sleep, roll in for the first game. Roll into, where was I batting, Max? When I was 5,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, which was required. Shawnee Kingston rolled in with the sandwiches for Arvo T. It was very well needed. cracked open Arvo T.
Did you tuck into the sandwiches before tea?
Had to.
What was the reaction of the captain?
Oh, mate, I didn't say anything, to be honest. Like, he could tell that I was like, oh, my God. If he didn't make any runs, I would have been livid, I reckon, but
I think little child would have killed me.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. But you did well, to be fair.
Yeah. I think I provided some entertainment.
Talk us through your innings, mate. A few runs, first time of the year. Good time to do it.
I can only remember the last 20, I think. First 40, I was still hungover.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's really good to know. Yeah. So don't pick
Cooper. How'd you hit him, mate?
Yeah, not bad, actually.
Got a few away?
Yeah. Finals Nethercott's what they call me. But no, it was in all seriousness, it was probably the most fun I've ever had on a cricket field, batting with you and the whole hill. Many beers deep, having a bit of boof with the Port Melbourne boys. Woody, were you up there?
Well, I rocked up a little bit late because I'd actually had a hockey pre-season game.
That's almost enough to kick you off the pod.
And I'd been getting texts from L. Baker all week saying that this is one of my big blowouts before the baby's born.
Yeah.
So he'd been texting me relentlessly all through the morning, and then I came off my phone at about half time just to check how they were getting on. And Bakes was sending me slurred WhatsApp voice notes, and I thought, right, I better get down there double quick time. And it was a raucous hill, wasn't it? In the sun, in the March sunshine, it was glorious.
Yeah, it was awesome. Were you there, Mickey?
Nah.
Yeah, boxy or something, mate?
I don't know. Once we got washed out in the last game for me, I was a bit flat, so...
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I had a bit of FOMO, so... Yeah. Stayed away.
Yeah, it's fair. I'm pretty sure the only two people I could hear on the hill were Bakes shouting slurs and Nima booing.
Nima, Jesus, yeah.
You didn't hear Kim Moses the other day?
Yeah. Oh, no, I heard Kim Moses. I definitely heard Kim.
That guy's calling me names.
That was an interesting chat to have with the opposition captain. He did throw it, though. So. But no, that was an epic day and a great finish to last season. But yeah, we're obviously into a new season.
You should
now
mention the bowling innings as well, Max. I'd have thought.
Yeah, co-captain took Pfeiffer, probably took best on ground
Who
away
was that?
From... from I forgot his name actually. Tim Ashman, I think.
did we play a day two?
Yeah, I think I was there.
Because it was all over by day one.
Yeah. Tom Fonda took a few wickets, so best on ground to Tommy Ashman, which was good to see. Obviously Coop and I are a bit disappointed. We actually went up and asked the umpire after the game who would have got best on if no one took wickets, and he did say you, to be fair.
I'm surprised you admitted that.
Yeah, nah, good on you.
What about best on ground in the post-match? Because I think that's what the listeners really want to know.
It's probably got to be Kingston, doesn't it?
It has to be Kingston.
Kingston's having a great time. I don't think Kingston's won a granny in a long time, so he was particularly excited. I was actually watching the replay of the wickets the other week, and his celebrations were awesome.
Just a bit of visualisation for you, Max.
How many times have you watched it?
Several. I've watched our batting innings several times in live motion as well. So
no skipping.
No. Just on the TV.
No 10-second taps.
No.
Wow. You watched my whole innings.
Well, I skipped you.
You watched your whole innings.
That's it. But yeah, new season. Obviously, it's been a big off season. We've got plenty of new recruits, Woody. I think you're probably best positioned to run us through a couple of those, mate.
Yeah, well, as well as my new role in the podcast, I'm also now Cam's player liaison officer for blokes coming from the UK, because I've still got the play cricket login. So Tommy Collins is coming back to be head coach again, which is awesome. We have got Will Tripkenny from Cardiff UCC, who's played a little bit of List A cricket, got a massive double ton in the winter against Glamorgan, which was pretty cool to see. He's a big boy.
He's tall.
Me and Cam went, me and Zach, went and picked him up from the airport. And I'm pretty big, and Flip's pretty big, but he might have the both coloured, which is quite
pretty intimidating.
Big hands.
Yeah.
Big mitts.
Ooh. Yeah, they sort of engulf. I mean, I've not got big mitts for a big lad, but they engulfed mine. He's a big boy, which is great.
You seen him hit him in the nets, Mickey?
Yeah.
Big trips?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what you say?
Oh, I wish I could just stand over the ball and whack it wherever I like. But, yeah, some of us just battle away, but no, he should have a good year.
Then we've also got Fahad Sabir, Faz, who's also joined from Cardiff UCC. He played his first team cricket at Bedminster in the West of England Premier League over the winter. Left arm spin, so I'm sure that as soon as everyone heard left arm spin, the alarm bell started ringing. So I think everyone was pleased to get that across the line.
I'm going to get a clad from my front pad.
Yes.
Just for training, so I don't leave any cherries.
That's a good idea, yeah. During the Red Bull season, I think we should all leave clads only on our front pad. I think that's probably a wise move, Cooper. And then Tom Bull, young seamer, is also joining Tommy Collins from Horsley and Sens.
Yep.
Tom Bate is joining from Leamington, who's played a little bit of first team cricket there, plenty of twos cricket, bowls some right arm spin, bats a bit as well, which is good. And then we've got a couple of young lads who have come from Hartley Whitney and have been at Lord Wandsworth College, Ollie Jensen. Ollie Jensen, sorry boys. I mean, they were
added two people together.
They were, yeah.
To be fair, Bates did that before as well. I called him Ollie Jensen.
Ollie Jensen, yeah. Well,
they're talking about Bobby, aren't
they? Bobby, sorry, yes, yeah, Bobby. But there's they are one Bobbies. And the same. One's got a front fringe, one's got a big curly fringe. So they're going to have a ripper time. They're going to enjoy it. And then Bailey Peacock, who's also joining the coaching staff, has also come from Bedminster, done some sort of Somerset Academy coaching. So he's going to join up with...
Is that a new town to add to our UK geography map?
Yeah, we're going to have to expand a little bit outside of just Guildford and Barnard Castle.
Are they South Barnard or...
Well, everything is south of Barnard,
Northern Guildford?
Oh, it's probably south of Guildford, actually. It's probably on the horizontal with Guildford.
Oh, wow.
So we haven't got to go too far north or south, which is good, just a bit further west. We'll have to upgrade our geography at Eel Park.
And for those interested in geography, you'd be happy with the last minute and a half.
I think that's why people listen.
I think that's everyone. And then obviously Quinny and the cat maintaining their roles as well, which is great.
And so where does Quinny live?
Fuck knows, mate. Sorry, I can't swear, can I?
Yeah, we got Quinny from Hampton. Obviously a lot of Poms, which is awesome to see. They brought a good little bit of culture to the club as well. You guys were there on Saturday night. How did they fare at the first
housemate
function?
Beer pom was lively, wasn't it? Yeah, you were flying.
I was flying. Yeah, things to do, people to see afterwards, but.
We did well. We both had to duck a little bit early to our other friends, of which everyone ripped us for. But
I kissed. I don't think you did you?
Are you willing to put that on record, are you?
I kissed, yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, right. But yeah, awesome to have all those lads down. Obviously a fair few more local recruits as well, which I don't have in front of me. I think we'd probably be going for 40 minutes if I went through everyone. Yeah, so it'll be good. It's going to be pretty interesting at selection tonight, I'd say.
We'll definitely hear about them.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. We'll probably get a fair few of them on as guests as well. Mm. But yeah, as you said, Quinny and the Cats, assistant coaches with Bailey as well. So that's the setup we've got going.
highlights of pre-season. What have we got? Obviously, we didn't play round one.
I've got a highlight. It was one of the Tuesday night. I think it was only Tuesday night we did down at City Power. What a facility that is, by the way. First time I've been down there. What a place to do some training. And I was in one of the nets, and I don't know which pom it was, but one of them was moaning a little bit about jet lag. And I'd spent a lot of the winter with Matt Littlechild, who quite quickly turned around and snapped his head and went, right, boys, I've only got room for one whinging pom, and he's that one, the rest of you. I've got no whinging from the poms. That was my pre-season highlight. Matty Littlechild getting his knickers in a twist about someone having a moan about something.
Well, I was going to say training at City Power Centre, Woody, so you stole my thunder. Sorry. But I'll have to make mention of the Pracky for the boys that made the effort to go up to Karamomis. And hopefully a couple of those boys are listening. So thanks to them for hosting us for the Pracky match. And hopefully we can get a bit more of a squad there next year. But that was a good day. Highlight from the game, Chase and Leather. they had a young left-hander who whacked them. So, yeah, good luck to those boys. Hopefully they have a good year. But it was good to get a hit out on turf in late September, which obviously we don't get down here. So for the boys that made the effort, hopefully they go well this week. And that must be mentioned. So absolutely. Yeah, it was good day.
Any stand-up performance of the Eels?
I was impressed with young Bash, who was another recruit.
Good point.
Yeah, he bowled well. I would have bowled him out, but I was trying to give everyone a go with the ball and get everyone involved in the game. But he was impressive with the ball and with the bat. Yeah, everyone sort of got starts, but yeah, they were a bit strong for the squad we had, but everyone got through uninjured and got to go with the bat and the ball.
Did everyone get through uninjured? I thought there was one injury.
Oh, sorry. sorry to TC.
Fake injury.
Yeah, keeping up to the stumps when he didn't need to, so he was a bit excited early on in the season, broke his finger, but
who was bowling?
Cal Richman.
Was he? I can't remember.
I've heard the whinging pom.
Well, there you go.
I think it was Cal Richmond, actually, because I actually went and played golf with TC on the Wednesday, and he copped out after nine holes because he was hanging one hand off his club with a finger hanging off.
More whinging pom.
Another whinging pom,
Do you?
No,
that's awesome. I think just the amount of people we've had at pre-season is someone that's been at Elswick for a long time. It's been pretty mental, to be honest. We're looking at the grades this week. Obviously, we've had to start another team. Mm. So we've got what are we calling it? We're calling it the Saturday fifths or club fifths. I don't know. Sunday Wednesdays, obviously. But we've had to start a whole new team and into the CSB to get everyone a game, which is just
same league as Sunday. Same association.
Yeah. Those leagues confuse me, but we'll get a pretty good idea pretty early on, I reckon. But that team's going to be very strong. Just the weight of numbers we've got, like being at training tonight, get everyone a hit was a bit of a challenge, and it's going to be like that every Thursday, I reckon. We might need to open up another couple of nets if the council's listening. Yeah. But it's awesome, and we're going to have great depth this year, so really exciting for everybody. Hopefully we can win a few more flags.
Definitely.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm. Ever won a flag, Woody?
I'm glad you asked, Max. I did win a flag over
was
the winter.
Was this on the run sheet?
He asked the question.
Surprisingly, it actually is going relatively close to the run sheet.
I left this off the run sheet. Yeah, I won a flag, Max, in my first year as an MCC hockey player. My photo will be going...
I wasn't talking about that.
My photo will be going in the walls of the MCC prior to Boxing Day. I've been on the phone to them already, so that's going up there, which I'm pleased about. No one's ever going to be able to take that away from me.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, good on you.
Well,
Woody,
we've had a geography lesson and a hockey scores update, so you get a bit of everything at the Swamp.
We really need some cricket to start, don't we? So we've got the things to talk about.
Nah, obviously just a brief little start from us, just to introduce us to the new host this year. If anyone's got any ideas for any guests, put them forward. Yeah. Obviously we've had over 40 guests so far, so still a fair few guys and girls to get through. So if you've got any ideas, anyone you think would work well with a particular host, send them through and we'll get it done. Is there anything we need to plug before we call it an evening to start with?
A couple of sponsors, probably.
Yeah, any new sponsors, Cooper?
Not asking.
The Elwood Tavern are on board.
Big one.
That's the big one. That'll be our Saturday night hotspot. We'll do some selection dinners down there. I think the early rumour is that they're going to do sponsoring of the Eagles Bash as well.
Oh, awesome.
Which is always going to be a big day.
That was a great day last
and
year.
And I wasn't there on Saturday, but apparently Bubba's supplied free pizza.
That was excellent.
Yep. So they must get a mention.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Billage Bell. We've been down there a fair few times this preseason. Great little joint there. We get 10% off as well. So what is it? Elsmick CC in the pass.
CC on the pass, yeah.
Which you sort of need to do these days because everything's extremely expensive. So do that and we get a kickback for everything that goes through. I think it's the Village Bell might be everything. I don't know.
I think it's everywhere that does the pass.
It's an astounding little offer they've got going there. I'm not sure how they're
I've racked up nearly 19,000 points in the last 8 months. So I'm waiting for a big tab.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's $190 credit, isn't it? Mm. I think so.
If I get the $20,000, $200 tab.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
That'll get put to you somewhere, yeah.
Good little bit of math there.
And maths.
Jeez, you've learned a lot from Woody. You don't have to teach us anything, mate.
The last one was Tommy Cooper asked me to mention player sponsors.
Yeah.
Two packages. I can't remember the exact name of them. They're on the socials, but one will be a $200 option, one's a $500 option, and you'll get a load of stuff on the website and on the social media and invites to events and all that sort of stuff.
So I think it was the slippery, slimy...
It was the slippery, slimy something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to put your company to that name?
No, exactly.
Beats me.
Absolutely. All right, lads. Well, if anyone's got nothing else to say...
Well, yeah, I didn't put this on the run sheet.
What?
The Elsmick Eel Rumour Mill.
Okay, go for it. Is that a new segment?
Which is coming with me.
Oh, a little teaser for next week.
I roll through. Okay. So be careful when you spill any secrets to me during the week. But I have a eel rumour mill to start off the first podcast.
Okay, what is it?
A little birdie tells me that two of our Poms are currently feuding. One yet to be in the country. One has landed.
Well, it's only one that hasn't arrived.
Yeah, indeed. It'd be easy to figure out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Someone wasn't selected in the first 11 towards the end of last season. And the other guy got to bowl at Tom Collins. I'm just going to let him out there. And bumped him all evening before he left for the last game of the year. So they might be speaking when Tom Collins arrives. They might not. We shall see.
Wow.
It's going to be tough to work out who that was.
Yeah. Time heals all wounds, but... Has it been enough time?
Not sure.
Cooper.
Yeah. Not sure.
Might have to get them on together to let that feud be played out.
Does absence make the heart grow fonder? I guess
possibly.
We could have a separate podcast, The Swamp Mediation.
No host, just those two. That'd be fantastic. All right, well, that's a good little segment, Cooper. If anyone else has got any segments, we'll get them going because we're obviously going to do the E11 as well for every one of the guests. So if you're a Pommy and you reckon you're going to get a chance, start thinking about your E11, which is the... Favourite 11 at Elsmick who you'd want to play with. And we love that, don't we?
And why? Must have reasons why.
No. First four names are pretty easy for anyone that comes on the podcast, surely.
That's true. That's very true.
Who are you leaving out of us four?
Well, no, it's the first four names. They're pretty easy.
Sorry.
The first three names are easy.
Math has already gone on. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, to episode one. We'll be back likely every week. We'll see how we go. We've got a lot of hosts, so chances are we will be. But if you're going to see anyone on the pod, let us know. Otherwise, we'll see you all next week. Thanks, boys.
Good luck this week, boys.
Go well.